Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called Highly Connected. It's a story about a great tzaddik who lived a couple of hundred years ago named Reb Meir of Pramishlan. Now, Reb Meir lived at the top of a steep hill. And at the bottom of this steep hill was the mikveh. And so, Reb Meir, every morning, would climb down the steep hill from his house and where all the other people in the town lived, down this very steep hill to the mikveh at the bottom of the hill. And he would use the mikveh and then climb back up the steep hill, and then he would go to Shul to Daven. Now, even in the best weather, this steep hill was a very difficult climb. Most people would go the long way around down the other side of the mountain where there was a road that wound back and forth gently. And that was a very long walk, but most people would go that way because the steep hill was much too steep, especially in the winter when it became a sheet of ice. And nobody would go down that hill except for one person, the tzaddik, the mayor of Pramishlan. Somehow or another, he would be able to walk down this steep, icy hill, straight down to the mikveh at the bottom, and then after using the mikveh, which of course was in a little building, he then somehow climbed straight up this very steep, icy hill. And the people in the town were amazed. They knew that nobody could do that. Even the strongest and the most sure on their feet, nobody could get down that icy hill without slipping and sliding, and who knows what could happen to them. And so people would say that it's a miracle, it's a nace. The mayor, every single day, walked down that steep, icy hill by miracle, by a nace. Now, unfortunately, there were a couple of young men who said, no, impossible. There's no way that there could be a miracle happening every single day. It must be that there's a string that he holds on to, or some trick, or maybe some certain steps hacked, cut into the mountain. They said, we're going to find a way. And these two young men tried as hard as they could to go safely down the steep hill. But unfortunately, they got hurt on the way down. And so finally, they came to Reb Meir. This Reb Meir, how do you do it? How does it ever go down such a steep, icy hill? Reb Meir is an old man. We are young, athletic, and we couldn't even come close to safely going down that mountain. We got quite bruised up, slipping and sliding down. Reb Meir Pramishlan turned to them and said, when Reb Meir is connected above, then he doesn't fall down below. Which means that because Reb Meir is connected to Hashem so strongly, therefore Hashem protects him and he does not slip on the icy mountain. Now, of course, Reb Meir was a tzaddik, and we ordinary people are not tzaddikim, but nevertheless, the lesson is very clear that in everything we do, it's important to stay connected to Hashem, to think about Hashem, to remember about Hashem, to be close to Hashem. And it may be that we can't miraculously climb down an icy sheet of a side of a hill, but nevertheless, our life will be a much better life if we can stay connected above in a similar way to Reb Meir. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.